Week 7. The Rhythm of Generosity. Have you ever been on the receiving end of somebody else's generosity? When someone invites you for a meal or buys you a gift? When they open their home to you or come and help at yours? When someone is generous with their words, their forgiveness, their time, their actions. Experiencing generosity is wonderful. At the same time, being generous comes with a cost, and often with a risk. What if they don't look after my things? What if they don't show the same kindness back? We'd all like to be known as generous people. But what empowers us to live like this? Where does generosity come from? Jesus' early followers, full of the Holy Spirit, lived in a way that was radically and counterculturally generous. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. They held their things lightly, making sure no one went without. Why did they do it? The Christian author Tim Keller writes, "The source of radical generosity is a gospel-transformed heart that has received the costly grace of God." As we look this week at the rhythm of generosity, let's allow our hearts to be transformed by the outrageous truth of the gospel, to be so stirred by what Jesus has done for us that it changes the way we live for good.
John 3, verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. We're focusing this week on what it looks like to live a life of generosity. But to live radically generous lives that are so countercultural that the world takes notice, we must first grasp something of the generosity of our God. It's no wonder that John 3:16 is one of the best known and most often quoted verses of the Bible. In it is the very heart and character of God. But if we're not careful, the words can become so familiar that we miss their outrageous truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Here is the essence of what he has done for us. The gospel in a nutshell. In response to our rebellion against God, God acts with unmerited generosity, extraordinary grace. We have a debt against God that we simply cannot pay, and so God pays it on our behalf by giving himself. He is generous with his love, with his acceptance, with his forgiveness, with himself. Here too, God sets out the pattern for love, the basis for all our relationships. He shows us what real love looks like. When you love, you give. True love is always generous. When we're generous, we reflect the image of God. As we spend time this week looking at what it means to live generously, we must be clear that we're not trying to earn His love. We're not trying to buy His favour. He loves you. He sent His Son to pay the debt against God that you cannot pay. Our generosity to others is simply a response to His generosity to us. We love because He first loved us. We give because He gave everything.